people who run banks, I love banks.
Right.
So I have got some money, I put it in your bank, and when I need my money, you give me my money back. When you have my money, it earns interest, and you pay me some of the interest, and you keep some for yourself in return for looking after my money. Good, tick. Except that that very simple relationship seems to constantly break down. I remember years and years back doing a show with Tim
Burrows
here, where we brought in somebody from Rack Bank and gave them a really hard time over their campaign, drive this car away in 60 minutes, and it took them 33 months to arrange the finance. And I remember being coming out of the studio after we finished that interview, and the news team and the ad team actually standing up and applauding, because everybody loved to hear a bank getting it. And I've often had a problem with my own bank. I blogged about it interminably, and every time I'm sent to the very abyss, the edge of the abyss, and I scream, "Who will name me a bank that's better?" Everyone says, "No, my bank's just as bad as that."
Mm-hmm.
So we've got this total lack of choice, it would seem, in the retail banking sector. And Samuel Potter of the KIP Report, which is normally such a reasoned publication, saw fit to tilt at the windmill that is HSBC just the other day. And we have Sam on the line. Good morning, Samuel.
Morning.
So tell me about this one, because this I love the headline on this, "The Story They Begged Me to Write."
Yeah, but I never really sort of set out to go at HSBC, I've got to be honest. It just so happened I had a strange weekend, and I met a series of people independently of each other, and all of them were complaining to me about HSBC, and two of them actually asked me to write a story about HSBC. So I guess we had a slow news day, and I thought maybe I should turn my attentions towards them. But I think really the story is, for me, the story is not so much about HSBC. I never try to kind of go for the throat of a company. It's more about the sheer number of customers of HSBC, people that I've met who have really bad stories to tell about them. You know, there's clearly a breakdown somewhere along the line, whether it's in terms of service or in terms of customer service and complaints procedure. There's a lot of unhappy people out there.
Sam, just a question. Is this unique to HSBC, the complaints, the issues that people have about HSBC? Is that really so unique from any other bank?
You know what? I don't think it is. I think, in many ways, perhaps I shouldn't have focused on HSBC so much. I think maybe I'll take responsibility for this. Maybe I need to move the debate on to banks generally in this country, because one thing I've noticed through the responses we've had, through the comments and people posting on Facebook, is that when people come on and comment and say, "Well, who do you recommend? You know, who can recommend me a bank out there that's better, that isn't going to give me problems?" And so far, no one seems to have an answer.
But, I mean, the article would pass the Max Eastman test. It stood up on these comments from HSBC customers. The comments in response to the article have been remarkable. There's obviously a tide of unhappy customers. There's an issue here. Is that issue, I mean, you've seen it so much from HSBC. Would we see it from other banks? Is it true of all banks here? Is there really no hope?
I don't know that I'm qualified to comment on that. I mean, you've been here much longer than me, Alexander, so I'm sure you've had more contact with other banks, perhaps. I've only dealt with HSBC while I've been out here. But certainly the feedback I get is that, there are no good banks. Everyone's got a problem with their bank. Right before I took this call, a colleague of mine was saying Standard Chartered are far worse than HSBC, you know. I guess it's subjective, it's all an opinion, and because you tend to have a relationship with just one bank, you maybe think, perceive your bank to be worse than others. I think HSBC's problem might just be that it's so big, it's so popular, that I get perhaps a distorted image, because I meet more people who have had a bad time with them.
A victim of its own success?
Yeah, perhaps. You know, maybe that, I don't run a bank, maybe that's part of the problem, maybe they're so big, you know, it's so difficult to manage that that volume of customers, that there's an inevitability that some people are going to be unhappy. But I certainly don't think that HSBC are necessarily the worst or the only bad bank out there. I think there's a real problem here in the UAE, and customers, you know, most of the country are expatriates, and they're used to perhaps better banking services in their home countries, and they come here and profoundly disappointed with their banks and the level of service they get.
But at the same time, surely, if we've got customer service that's effective and we can manage our unhappy customers, there's no need for those customers to come looking for Samuel Potts, and they have.
Yeah, I think that's...
Samuel Potter.
Yeah, I guess that's the kind of gist of my article, I suppose, that and what the comments demonstrate is that customers don't feel they have an outlet. They clearly don't feel that they are being listened to by their banks. They don't feel like their problems are being solved. And so when someone like me comes along and writes an opinion piece like this, they see it as an opportunity to kind of speak out. And I think that's a major problem. You know, you can be bad at what you do, but if you're bad at what you do and you're bad at handling the fallout of that, then you've really got problems.
What about if you're really good at being bad?
I suppose that outside of banking, there's a number of companies that could take that sort of title up in the UAE, I think.
Mm-hmm. Sam, it's really lovely having a chat with you. Thank you very much for joining us on this morning's program.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for the read. It was a good read. Appreciate it.
Cheers. Thank you.
Cheers. Take care.